Don't do it, Hope. Don't make me feel older than I already feel. It should be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, Hope.
So you know how your childhoods have been used as themes for Halloween costumes? The 70s.
Oh, I see.
The 80s. The 90s.
Right.
Well, I thought we ended it in the 90s, and I was, you know, starting to creep into Y2K, and I was like, okay, like, you know, I'll feel nostalgic about my childhood. Like, feels like it's been a minute. 2016 was a theme for sororities on TikTok as, like, a throwback. Like, equivalent to 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah. The 2016.
I don't even know. What would you wear to put yourself into the
I still
decade.
Got clothes from 2016. Oh, I'm still wearing.
Me too.
Which means that we're OLD.
What do you wear to make yourself look like you're from 2016?
The 80s is obvious.
It would have to be
like
different.
Subtle, like what they were wearing in middle school or something. Wouldn't you think?
Like, what would that even be? Like a certain brand?
Well, they've got a lot of times, like, people have been doing the middle part. 2016, it was side part only. So I think it's like the hairstyle, the bangs, and then it's like straight ironed hair that, like, all your ends are dead, and it's like going through getting it. Then you got to leave a little piece in the back that you missed, and you got a little, like, wave that it was always accidental but felt on purpose because everybody had it. Bodycon dresses.
I must absolutely have not been paying attention.
What's a body
for the last
contrast?
15 years.
Like, body? Like body contour. Like it was like tight.
Oh, okay.
Like a clubbing dress.
Okay.
Somebody at our camping trip over the weekend, we're sitting around the campfire. Everybody's got a cocktail in their hand. It's quiet. And then somebody says, you know, we're closer to 2050 than we are to 2020 or than we are to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what?
Now, because we're past the second half of 2025.
Correct. We're now technically closer to 2050 than we are to 20 or 2000. That comment did not sit well with anybody sitting around the campfire.
I know. That was always the weird part when my kid would start school and they're like, okay, it's the class of 20. I remember 2035 or 2030 or 20. Even when Morgan started, it was like 2020.
Right.
She graduated 20.
So
I was like,
far away.
What? We'll be in spaceships by then. Hoverboards.
We were just talking about the fact that there are people going back to what year was it?
2016
as a sorority. Hey, let's have a party. Like, TJ, you and I would have an 80s or 90s
right.
party.
Oh, I totally, in college, had an 80s theme party. Yeah, where I went as Madonna and Cyndi Lauper was there and, you know, Boy George and all the 80s. And we were like, oh, we're so clever.
Is there a...
That's how these people felt, having a 2016 party.
Right, but if you think about it, so what was that? That was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. If they're in college now, they were like 12, 13?
They were like
if they're
10.
18.
Uh-oh, math.
Well, if they're in college now and they're 18, and it was how many
years ago?
9 years ago.
They'd be 9 or 10.
9 or 10. So there's a whole generation there for them.
Yeah.
That might as well be the 80s or the 70s or the 60s because it's ancient history to them.
Middle school often holds a lot of nostalgia, I think. Especially when it comes to music, movies.
Absolutely.
I didn't think I would still be working out to songs that I listened to at my middle school dances.
My daughter, it's like her whole playlist. I'm like, is this Hannah Montana? Is this, you know what I mean? Like Party in the USA?
I'm running on the
treadmill. You loved this in middle school. Yeah, exactly.
I love making playlists, and I just looked through my playlist, and I went through, and this was a fun exercise because there's songs that you forget about. I went through the top 100 songs for each year from the 80s and the 90s and just saved a list of the songs that I liked. And for the 80s, there's like 43 hours worth of music. For the 90s, there's like 7.
Huh.
So that clearly for me, and I love all things 80s.
80s was nostalgic.
That's totally nostalgic for me. That's my happy place.
That's your feel-good place to go. See, for me, it's the 90s, which makes sense.
Right.
Well, that's when you guys graduated from high school.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, mine's like 2010 to like 2016. I was in middle school, like going through high school.
So
it's like that same time period.
Yeah.
Of,
I don't know why it
coming
feels
of
to
age,
me.
Adolescence. You know, when I turned 17, I was like, this is the year. This is the year all the movies
are
written about.
I can so see this about her. This is where I make a wish. I blow out a candle and everything happens for me.
They're watching you and they are tracking you. And this is big. And I consider myself to be nerdy enough to be on top of all the social media news that's out there. This caught me by surprise. This caught Hope by surprise. Who does this for a living?
It was jarring. Logging into Instagram and it going, oh, we're sharing your location with everybody. Is that cool? Would you like us to stop?
So I found out through the TikTok. There was a guy going, hey, I don't know if you guys know this. He's a social media influencer guy, explains how to kind of game the system. He goes, I don't know if you guys know this, but Instagram is sharing your location now. And I don't know if it defaults to being on or not, but when I clicked on my profile, my picture was on a map at my house.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, okay. I just shut mine off, too.
So, yeah, we just hopped
scary.
Online and did that. They should have to tell you things like that.
How you find it, if you missed the notification, didn't see it, or for whatever reason it's not there, if you're looking at your feed, you swipe right like you're going into your messages or click on the message button at the top, it's showing at the top of that little pictures, and it looks like a little map, and you click on it, and it'll say, like, you want to share your location with everybody. So anybody who clicks on your profile, with your friends, your followers, a certain list of people, or nobody.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit confusing because when you click on it, there may be pictures. Like if you tagged a location, like let's say you tagged Rochester and then it shows a picture of you next to it. Like it may just be that it's tagging the post because it's showing if a picture was somewhere, like we had a coworker who posted a video in Canandaigua with their face, and we were like, are they in Canandaigua right now? And we're like, oh, no, this is a video they did in Canandaigua. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking. It's a little bit annoying. Not a little bit, a lot annoying.
If you're familiar with Snapchat, it's the same map feature that they have on Snapchat.
And that feature is 10 years old, and nobody wanted it then.
Nobody
so why is it on Instagram now?
I remember Ava being like, oh, and she would pull up a map and I'm like, how do your friends still, Morgan,
they share it with each other,
her friends still know when she comes to town. And I'm like, shut that off.
Well, on Snapchat it'll say like so-and-so traveled from Boston to Rochester, like say hi.
And I'm like, you gotta turn all that off. That's creepy. I don't want people going, hey, I see you're here. Like, it's different, you drive past my house, see my car in the driveway,
right?
But if you're following me on a map,
if it was generic to the point where it just showed you in Rochester, I wouldn't care about that. Rochester's a big place.
Then,
but it had a dot over my house. And I know that stuff is out there. And like Snapchat, I was on Snapchat only because of this job. I've never used it. My nieces and nephews, it's funny. My son, who's 21, communicates with his friends on Snapchat.
Yeah.
His work.
It's just quick.
If he's got an issue at work, he gets on Snapchat to talk to his boss. And it's like, what? Don't you people just swap text numbers, phone numbers? Like, no, nobody does that.
Yeah.
So even if you Google like about this feature, the first article that came up, it's not clear how breaking news this is. The headline was Instagram adds new features, including reposting and map. What to know? And then I had to scroll to the bottom to see about the location services. So definitely if you're using Instagram regularly or if it's on your phone, go check your location. Make sure it's off.
Talking about some changes in the social media world this morning. And I would say that we're in this room, we're kind of social media junkies. We sort of live and breathe it because of our job. But I think a lot of people live and breathe social media to the point where I was at a campfire over the weekend and there was 30 people and I'd say there's 25 phones out. While you're sitting there at the campfire.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's second screening when they're watching TV now. You know, you're always looking up. Wasn't that guy on Taxi before he was in this movie? And then you're looking, you know, you're Googling stuff. And it's really changed the way we do things. And there was a stat that this is kind of like one of those moments that I think will be sort of a check mark in the, at least the media world, that YouTube is now watched more on televisions than on phones and devices.
I watch YouTube on my TV more than my phone.
So you cast it, or you just have the app and you just log in and
I use it that way? I just have the app and log in, because usually if I'm watching YouTube, they're longer form videos.
Right.
I know that shorts is a thing,
yeah,
but I haven't dabbled in shorts a lot.
That's why God gave us the TikTok.
Right. I'm with you.
My gosh.
Do you watch YouTube on your big TV or on your phone?
I don't, but my son does and my daughter does. So that's what they watch.
Yeah.
And if I get in there and I'm looking for something on YouTube and I'm using their, you know, when they're logged in, they're like, you're going to mess up my whole rhythm.
Oh, don't mess with the algorithm.
Don't rest. Were you on my YouTube?
Okay, here's what's going to
happen. And I was like, I don't know. I was just looking for something.
Your poor son, Liam. He's all about video games. And
it's only people playing video games, yes, or queso.
And then you go in and look up some Bridgerton thing.
Yeah.
Now he's going to start getting some weird Bridgerton / video game content. Yeah. You're going to mess up his whole flow, man.
Because he just goes through there, seen it. Ooh, here's from today. Seen it. And then if I mess it up, he gets all upset. It's outside of my realm. I'm the mom of the kids who watch it that way, but I still watch TV.
TV.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's interesting. It's all TV.
I don't still have cable, but I have the cable company's app.
Same thing. That's literally the same thing.
I use the Spectrum app.
Yeah.
And then I pay for the certain channels that I can watch. And then I watch the free TV, like the Pluto.
What was the one, what was the one Freebie, that you were talking about that have all Tubi, the channels?
Yeah, Tubi, live TV. I watch all those. I don't know why. I think all those options and choices, when it was the pandemic and all of a sudden, I don't know why, but that's when my household became bombarded with just apps on our television.
There's a lot of them now.
And I was like, okay, I need to be told. Like, I need some sort of structure to tell me what to watch. I can't just all willy-nilly. I can't just be a free-for-all in my head. I've always just turned on a TV set, right? And this was my options.
Yeah.
Choose from these few options. When the options are limitless,
you just spend time searching.
And then I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'll just read. Like, it's hurting my brain. I think it was the way my generation was raised. Like, it's hard for me.
Well, when we were growing up,
I'm like, I need to be told what to watch.
There was four channels.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of them was, the public broadcasting one, which is at the time when I was growing up, it was a lot of little kid stuff. So you kind of outgrew that at some point.
Right.
But it is interesting how the algorithm changes how I watch YouTube, where it always recommends other videos. And I usually go and search specific stuff out. Like, for instance, you know, how to safely cut down a tree, stuff like that. Goofy stuff that I don't know how to do. I have learned a ton of things from YouTube. I look at it as like a school almost.
YouTube University.
Yes. But the funny thing is the videos that leads to sometimes makes no sense at all. And I'm like, well, that looks interesting to me. So I click it and off I go. Oh.